Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
Even after living here for 20 years, I still hear American English phrases that I don't quite understand. Just this weekend, I heard someone say, "Don't just phone it in." I've come to understand this translates into English as, "Don't be half soaked." See, being half soaked is much clearer than phoning something in. You know, the late Sir Winston Churchill once said, "We're two countries divided by a common language." I wonder why some people at work do phone it in or are half soaked, and some people go the extra mile. Why do some people do the bare minimum at work and others always give maximum effort? I've actually come to believe it's because there are essentially three types of people at work. Type number one people have what I call a strong personal constitution. What do I mean by a strong personal constitution? Well, rather like how organizations have a mission statement, which is meant to be their why, or as the French say, raison d'etre, I've noticed that really effective individuals have their own reason to work well. It's as if there's a compass, a true north, you could say, guiding them throughout their day, regardless of what happens around them. You know, I remember working with a type one called Gordon, and it was almost as if he was serving a much higher purpose, and he wasn't swayed by the ups and downs around him. Gordon was perhaps the most noble, honourable and hardworking individual that I've ever had the joy of working with. He was a superb direct report to me and an outstanding supervisor of others. Now, type two workers are tossed about by the winds of the workplace. Such individuals take their disappointments of yesterday into today and push them into their tomorrows. Type twos are reactive rather than proactive. They can be quite militant in the way they see work, thinking everyone is against them and that management is out to get them. Type twos are in a constant state of worry and fear. They rarely, if ever, change their internal soundtrack or look out of a different window through which to see their world. There's an old phrase, misery likes company, and often type two people will feel most comfortable with other type twos, choosing to align with other negative people around the coffee pots and water coolers of the world. If leadership doesn't step in, type twos can actually poison the operating system of an organization. Now, type threes do choose to go the extra mile, but only when they're treated well. They differ to type twos because they will alter their behavior and level of engagement based on how they're treated. Type threes will engage as long as they're constantly pampered, which can take many forms. They respond to leadership that gives them plenty of autonomy and who ask their opinion regularly. Type threes like to have ping pong tables in the middle of the open plan office and a running buffet of snacks in the break room with beanbags and game stations. They work better, you see, when work is like a playground. You know, when I think back about Gordon, I don't think he would have changed his quantity or quality of work based on how nice the environment was around him. He didn't strike me as a ping pong kind of guy, and he preferred bringing in his own packed lunches, I recall. Maybe I'm looking at the workers of the world too simply, but I do think there's some truth in the paradigm that suggests we see three types of employees. Type ones, such as Gordon. Type twos, which in my opinion need to be replaced as soon as possible, and type threes that need constant stimuli to stay engaged. As I think more about the compass that called Gordon, I do think that little French phrase raison d'etre concisely summarizes his way of seeing life. See, raison d'etre means, quote, the most important reason or purpose for someone or something's existence, end quote. I came to know Gordon outside of work. Funny enough, a group of us once cycled from London to Paris together. And during those 5 days of cycling, I asked him in my schoolboy French about his raison d'etre. And you know, I'm eternally grateful he shared it with me. And it changed how I see the world. The working world needs more type ones to positively influence type twos and to encourage type threes to actually get stuff done.
I hope you found that short story useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.